You know, the enemy will try to dumb you down and make you weak and make you think you can't do. And I'm reminded, Landris will know who I'm talking about. When I was working in Calhoun City, South Calhoun, that was back before integration, and I won't call the name because you know one of them anyway. But the guy was a big guy. And the other guy was a little guy. And I'm sitting up doing whatever we're doing in class that day, and that little guy jumped up, and he said, you think because I'm big, I'm scared of you? I ain't scared of you. Shocked me. Got him off his back. Amen. I started calling name Landris, but I didn't. But I can tell you who it is. You remember. So that's when the devil is doing all this stuff. What did Therese say? He said, devil, come on, sit down right here. And we're going to have a conversation. Hallelujah. I don't want him sitting across from me. Get on out of here. Hear me from a distance, but do what you have to do. The good gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I will take time to go to 2 Peter chapter 1. You read it in the Amplified, where God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Everything. Woo, it's mine. It's the good gift. Say the good gift. So I'm loaded down with benefits. Good gifts. Hallelujah. You know, it's 25 of us when we all get together. You got to work Saturday. Okay. Everybody be there but Jabri. Woo! Boxes, paper, everywhere. Good gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. And the best gift we already mentioned, turn to Romans 10, 9 and 10. I'm so excited about God and what he's doing and about the salvation that he has brought to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I think I skipped John 3:16, but you know the scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave the gift of his son. For whosoever shall believe in him could have everlasting life. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Romans 10, 9 and 10. For with the heart. Ooh, let's back up. I started at 10, 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. Let's get the heart straight, not up here. This pumps the blood. It'll stop. It'll run fast. If you get excited, it might run slow. Your spirit man. Say, I am three parts. I am a spirit. I have a soul, my mind and emotions, and I live in a body. So my heart is my spirit, man. Amen? Amen. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy spirit that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts 2:21. Woo, isn't God good? Shout hallelujah. You know, if a good God, all he can give is good gifts. Woo! Devil is a bad devil. All he can do is bad stuff and lie. Woo! Jesus himself said he can't never tell the truth because he's a liar. From the beginning, woo, glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 2:21. I'm telling you, God wants you to get a hold of this. Not, he wants you to get it for yourself, and many of you already have that idea, but there are people who need to know what we know. There are people who need to know what you know. There are people who are shaking and trembling because of all that's going on in the political world and in the medical world and just in the world, period, and in their lives. And they need to know, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Can you shout hallelujah? What did Bishop say this morning on the prayer line? Enter that rest. Enter that rest. I just really refuse to take up time worrying. God taught me that long time ago. I don't know where he may be, living or dead or whatever. Parson Hurst. I think it was from Moss Point, Mississippi, or somewhere down south. I used to listen to him every weekday. Neighbor, to worry is to doubt God. God in my spirit. I have gone through some worry, but I stop it when I catch hold of it. Tell me, how many times has worry changed your situation? It might have changed you physically and your attitude and all, but it didn't change the situation. But faith in God and in his word is what will change your situation. Acts 2:21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's just say Jesus. Jesus. You say that for somebody that you know. Jesus, bless and help Mary, John, Sally to know and to receive this gift. For the gift of God, the good gift, the best gift, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? Can you shout hallelujah? And let's look at one more scripture and then I'll be closing. Philippians 2:13-16. And we want to receive that gift by living for God. We want to exude that gift by living for God. And people will know that we know our God. Philippians 13:16. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in this world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. Take hold of this word tonight, that I may have rejoiced, that I have not labored in vain. That you'll take hold of this word. You're meditating it day and night. And you'll realize that God gives good gifts. Amen. Father, we thank you right now for this opportunity to share the word. Those who are in sanctuary, those who are watching live stream, we speak blessings upon them. You bless them and keep them as you promised that you would. And they'll activate everything that you have done. Get into that word. Find out what you said and activate it. Be very persistent and pursue you with our whole hearts. In this coming up to Christmas, Father God, we won't forget Jesus, the price you paid. Leaving all of your glory, coming and living as the Son of Man for our sake. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Glory to God. All right, we want to go ahead.